From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trump gains opposition. Republican U.S. presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is drawing rebukes from across the world for proposing a total ban on Muslims entering the United States. Trump said the ban should be in effect until the country's leaders can, in his words, figure out what is going on about possible new terrorist attacks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest on Tuesday called Trump's rhetoric offensive and toxic.
The question now is about the rest of the Republican Party and whether or not they're going to be dragged into the dustbin of history with them. And right now, the current trajectory is not very good.
Josh Earnest. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says the husband and wife who killed 14 people and wounded 21 in the U.S. state of California practiced shooting before the attack and had been radicalized for some time. Federal officials say Tafshin Malik pledged allegiance to an IS militant leader in a Facebook post, and her husband, Syed Rizwan Farouk, had contact with individuals linked to terrorist groups. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is hopeful the talks to be held next week will help end the war in Syria. Speaking after a meeting with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Paris, Kerry said the talks scheduled for December 18th in New York will depend on events in the coming week, including a Saudi-led conference of the Syrian opposition. A South African judge has granted bail to Oscar Pistorius.
The applicant is released on bail of 10,000 rand. Accused submit to the house arrest.
An appeals court last week convicted Pistorius of murder in the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. He now waits new sentencing. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say government troops have retaken parts of Ramadi from Islamic State fighters. IS forces seized the city earlier this year. The retaking of the Al-Tamim neighborhood is a major success for pro-Baghdad forces. The leaders of the semi-autonomous Iraqi Kurdistan region is to visit Ankara on Wednesday. Dorian Jones takes a look.
In what is widely seen as a sign of the importance Ankara attaches to Iraqi Kurdistan regional president Masoud Barzani, he's due to be hosted Wednesday by the president Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Barzani's visit coincides with Baghdad demanding Ankara's withdrawal of recently deployed Turkish soldiers and tanks in Iraq. The former head of Turkey's consul to the Iraqi Kurdistan region, Aydin Selcen, says the visit is further evidence of Barzani's support of Ankara against Baghdad. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Fighting erupted in Afghanistan Tuesday when a group of at least 9 Taliban suicide bombers attacked the airport in Kandahar. Regional Corps Commander General Daoud Shah Wafadar told VOA he was apparently the target of the attack. He said a bodyguard was killed and another was wounded. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has assured Ukraine's lawmakers that the United States will never recognize what he called Russia's attempt to annex Crimea. The remark elicited a standing ovation from the country's parliament. Speaking on the conflict in eastern Ukraine, Biden assured lawmakers of continued U.S. support. He called on Russia to comply with the Minsk ceasefire agreement. He also urged lawmakers to fight corruption, warning that the future of Ukraine is at stake. School children in Beijing stayed home and commuters exchanged their cars for public transportation as the Chinese capital's first ever red alert for pollution took effect. Residents wore protective masks as they walked through the thick haze that surrounded Beijing's skyline. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has taken the U.S. administration's criticism of climate change doubters to a new level, labeling those who reject mainstream climate science as insane. The top U.S. diplomat made the remark while speaking at a meeting of the U.N. Foundation on the world's oceans in Paris, where the U.N. climate talks are in their second and final week. Pope Francis has opened a holy year dedicated to mercy. Thousands of people lined up for blocks at the Vatican Tuesday, undergoing the strictest security checks in living memory. Following a mass, Pope Francis officially started the year-long event, also known as Jubilee, by opening a usually bricked-up door at St. Peter's Basilica. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.